Hello, I'm Wolf, and welcome to Wolf Talk, and I got my co-host, TJ.
I'm TJ.
I got a little concerned because Instagram's not working.
Oh, it's not? Oh, well, other page works. Well, that's strange.
But anyway, we are here.
I'm Wolf.
And I'm TJ. Well, it says Instagram's live on here, so I'm gonna go by your word though, over than this one. So,
anyway, we're here with sleep deprived. Hello. Yo.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right. Internet's a tricky thing.
Yeah, we're always fighting something. Usually,
so. I get it. I stream a lot, so I battle Streamlabs all the time.
Yeah, Instagram's kind of picky. Like, it always wants.
Yeah, Instagram wants like.
Yeah, if like we just didn't use Instagram, we'd be fine. But
yep.
It wants your blood and your, whatever you can get.
Firstborn child and all that.
Yeah, that too.
Yep.
Yeah, then they won't even do you the favor of actually saving the video after the fact. They just dump it. So.
Yeah. I know, right?
So don't even save lives.
Yeah.
Don't save lives.
I pulled up you guys' most recent video. I figured maybe I would let everyone hear it for like a short little preview of it, just to kind of give everyone an idea what you guys sound like and everything
before we
start talking. So let me play that here real quick.
Nightmares wrapped in American dreams. I cannot pick what's required of me. Feel I'm failing at all that I want to achieve.
Yeah.
Gonna take care of everything myself. Too proud or dumb to ask for any kind of help. Give me that bottle off the top shelf and let me drown my sorrow.
Friends were just replaced with bottles, and I'm so sorry that I cannot call them. Because I'd rather run. Fuck this, I just want my sanity. Digging myself out while life tries to bury me. Knew your love was gone, and I needed that clarity. Wanna burn away this year, cover it in kerosene.
That's really good. Makes you want to play the whole song, though.
Hey, thank you very much.
I know.
I'm sitting here vibing out to my own stuff. I was like, people are going to watch this and be like, well, how lame. I always do it. I love it.
So I got to ask, out of the whole thing, how did you get your mustache to go like that?
Hair gel. Ultimate. Yeah, this dollar store, Dollar General, got to be glued. And I just spike it up.
Oh, got to be glued.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah. Name drop.
Yes. I work at Dollar General.
Yeah, she works at Dollar General. Yeah, she knows.
That's the spot. That's the spot. Got to be glued in the yellow tube, not the black tube. The black tube is trash.
Yep, I know what you're talking
yellow
about.
Yellow tube is where it's at.
And that's what it did it? Oh, yes. That's awesome.
Every time I do it, that's how I get it twisted up to stay. It's the only thing that'll hold it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's the same when I normally spike my hair all over the style. Yeah.
Got to be glued.
Is it Dollar General?
Mine, no. It's like
he's using LA Looks.
No, it's one of those ones that's like not supposed to sweat through it, so it literally like it won't come out of your hair for like 4 or 5 hours. So it's pretty. Because I sweat too much, so if I put any hair gel in at all, even if it's just a tiny bit, I'll just start glistening.
I feel that.
So.
I feel that in myself.
So tell us how you got started.
This whole thing was actually like it wasn't supposed to ever kind of go public, really. Like I'm in a band. I put the banner. This is always on it. Redefined. I'm actually in a band that's like way more hardcore than that. And then our first show with me, because they've been a band for like 10, 15 years. And my first show with them, we were going down to Florida. and I got word that my father had passed. Like we were, and it wasn't like a sudden thing. I appreciate it. It wasn't like a sudden thing. We got to, you know, we got to talk him out. Like he pretty much just kind of faded away. So like I was lucky to have the way he did instead of it being like a sudden thing and, you know, and all that. So like we knew it was coming. And this was kind of a way for me to take my sadness and like express it through music, because I didn't want to put it in Redefined Music because we're so heavy and stuff. And I mean, I do some of it. Like I do have a song to my dad that we wrote. And but like this was like kind of Post Malone-ish, you know, like just that. And I vibe with that so hard. Like I listen to mainly hip hop rap and stuff like that. So like for me to be in a hardcore band is weird. Or a heavy band, whatever you want to call it. So it's like when people are like, "What's your heavy influence?" I'm like, I don't really listen to heavy music a lot. But so like I wanted to do something like that. And actually the guy that's on the song with me, Houston, We Are the Problem, he was a big reason I wanted to do it, because I went to a show one time, and this was before my father passed, and I saw him do that, or saw him do his thing. And I was like, I want to do something like that and like put my emotion into it, because as an artist, that's just, I don't talk to people about my problems. I don't go to like a therapist. I don't talk to my wife about it. You know, I'm just like, I'm good. I'm okay. I'll be fine, because I don't want to burden anybody. And so like, I just put it all into that. And so that's right. Where, like I said, it was never going to be released, but then like my wife heard it. A couple of my friends heard it and they were like, you have to put this out. You got to put this out. And so I started making videos for it and stuff, and I'm going to try to drop one like every 4 months or something until I put the whole EP together. It's just a work in progress. It's like, it's not my main thing. So, but it's crazy how the response that I've gotten from it, it's been amazing.
So how did you get with a band?
I was in another band. I was in A Mile at Sea for years, and I played shows with Redefined. I knew the drummer Dustin very well. I didn't know the other guys that well. And now they're like brothers, but I knew Dustin through the scene, and I got married. I had a kid, and A Mile at Sea disbanded and broke up, and I started doing acoustic stuff. And I was like, you know, I'm just going to stick to myself, because relying on other people in a band, a lot of people don't understand. They have to have the same mentality as you. They have to be ready to go broke with you. Like if you're spending your last dollar, the drummer better be spending his last dollar. The guitarist better be spending his, you know, they got to go. And you don't have that with a lot of people. A lot of people, it's just think that it's just like getting instruments and playing with your friends. That's a certain point of it. But like, you know, some people want to tour and some people don't. And it's just, and I knew with these guys that I was wanting to get into live music again. Acoustic's my thing. I like it. I like the slow stuff, like I said. But I saw that Redefine lost their vocalist. He quit and went to pursue other things. And so I messaged Dustin. I was like, for real? And he's like, yeah. And I was like, man, I wish I could do it. And so then I thought about it for like a day, and I talked to my wife. I was like, if I do this, they want a tour. They want to be, you know, out there. So that's going to take time away from you. It's going to take time away from our son. Like, what, are you cool with this? And so she was cool with it. She knew that this is my dream. I mean, every tattoo except for like the raven on my finger and her name on my chest is music, like a piano, everything, all of my arms. I love music, all sorts of it. And so to not be able to, exactly. And she was like, you can do it. And I'm fine with it. I understand this is your passion. And so that was 4 years ago, and it's been a wild ride since then. Like I said, we've been through Oklahoma and Ohio here recently with all the stuff we've done with Redefined. So it's been really cool. Like
I live in Ohio.
Yeah. We just came through with Head PE not too long ago, like last year sometime.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Where was it? Kent, Ohio?
Kent?
It was
in Kent?
Yeah, it was in Kent.
Oh, dude, you're like, you perform like 20 minutes for me.
If we'd have known each other sooner, you could have been there. But yeah, it was Head PE, us, and it was like 10 bands there. It was a wild day.
Okay, so Tyler said Jordan rocks.
That's my dude.
Josh Purvis said, Jordan, my guy, I hope you're well. And he also said, it's been wild for sure. LOL, loved getting to see you grow, dude.
I've known those guys for a long time. I'm glad they stopped by. What's up, Josh? What's up, Tyler? I love y'all. Those are cool dudes, man. Those are friends to the end right there. I met them actually through vaping, when vaping was real big back in the day. Yeah. When vaping used to be huge, you know, like cloud competitions and stuff like that. Yeah. Looking back on it, it's really lame. But like in the heat of the moment, like it was a great time. We were like sponsored by companies and stuff like that. It was a wild time. And so I met those guys through vaping. Like it was wild.
So Josh said, love you, fam. Keep pushing, my guy.
That's that dude. I love you, Josh.
All right. It's so your turn.
So where did the name come from? Sleep deprived. I mean, obviously it sounds like it probably was a little something personal, but I'm just curious.
Honestly, it came like I don't sleep. Like when I do sleep, I sleep very well. But it's just I kind of went with the whole, I guess, since the music's kind of depressing, I kind of went with the whole depressing, you know, because like when you can't sleep and stuff like that, you feel terrible. It's like not only like you sleep, you can't sleep because of your emotions or because of stuff going on in your head or sometimes drugs. People have not slept many days, I'm sure, because of that. And it just kind of just came to me out of nowhere. Like I looked it up to see if anybody else had it. Cause I was like, this is a cool name. And I just went with that. Like because insomnia is a real pain in the butt for sure.
And oh yeah. So, it's a thing. Yeah. It's a thing.
It's terrible. And so I went with that just because, like I said, it sounds sad and it goes with the style of the music that I'm in. Plus it's real big for the whole, like a lot of guys, when I started doing this, they had like the whole one name, but it was like two words, but it was like all slammed together and stuff. And I just rolled with it. It was crazy because it was nothing like personal or anything. It was just something I thought sounded cool. So I thought it fit the whole genre, I guess.
Well, anymore, it's so hard to find an original name. It is sometimes like a trial and error.
We spelled redefined wrong just so, you know, so it would be easier to search on the internet.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, Josh said, "Talking Chuck, haha."
that was how we met through vaping. Was a weird time in my life there, where it was I was evading Facebook terms of services by hiding my junk and blowing clouds. It was, like I said, it was a wild time. Wild time.
So I know you kind of mentioned, you know, it sounds like you've been in music pretty much a lot of your life. So how did you first get into or want to pursue that? You know,
my mom, as long as I can remember, would always sing in the car and stuff like that. And like, this is going to age me completely in this conversation. But if I didn't have my portable CD player and my earbuds, or what, they weren't even earbuds back then, it was headphones. Right. And if I didn't have that in the car, I had to listen to her music, which was country. And like, I'm more of a fan of country now, but you know, as a kid, as a teen, I didn't want to hear anything that my parents liked. I was like, Garth Brooks and Reba McEntire. No. And I can appreciate it now, but as long as I can remember, she would always sing. And I guess that's where I get it from, because we'd be in the car and I learned songs that she knew and stuff. Just, you know, like I said, if I didn't have my headphones, I had to listen to it. So I learned songs. And I'd be singing like the lead part, and she would drop down and do harmonies or melodies or something like that, and try to throw me off, like to see if I would copy her and like not keeping on the lead. And so I guess she kind of like trained me a little bit, but it got me. I was in like the choir when I was a churchgoer years ago. I was in Greenwood Community Theater. I was in like 15 plays as a kid. I was a thespian for a while.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I love acting. It was a fun time, but I realized that chasing music is already a pipe dream as it is. Chasing acting is just even more of one, I feel like. I feel like I'd have a better chance at music. But so that's where a lot of that comes from. Like, I feel like I've had this weird thing in my head to always, I don't know, I want somebody in India to know my name, like, or, you know, somewhere crazy far. I want them to listen to my music or know who I am for some reason. I don't know why. I wish I could turn it off and not care what people thought like that. But like, I guess I wanted to be famous. I didn't care about the money and stuff. I just wanted people to, I wanted my music to make people feel how other people's music makes me feel. And
sound like me. I just want to go down the street and say, "Hey, friend, how's it going?" And I'm like,
yeah,
I don't know.
I'm all about the love. I try to be as positive. Yeah, I try to be as positive as possible because this world is so negative. Just turn the news on, negativity everywhere. I don't want it.
Right. I mean, everybody bases everything off money, and I just I don't want to be like that. I want to be like a positive influence on people.
Yes. 100%. Like I said, the money's not a thing. If I wanted to do money, I would have got, I would have went to college and got a real career and not tried to chase music, because we'd be broke as hell out here.
Well, it definitely takes your will and your passion to fight through, you know, the tough 100%. Times.
So. You got to fight through your own mind sometimes. Like you see all these other people blowing up and doing stuff, and you just got to be happy for them. Like you can't let that determine like how you think about it. Like I see other bands doing big stuff and I want to be like, God, I wish that was us. But also at the same time, I flip it and I'm like, good for them. I'm glad that they're doing this. They deserve it. You know, I don't ever want to try to steal someone's thunder or sunshine or none of that. Like if they're doing big stuff, good for them.
So you guys, are you working on anything else right now or with the band or anything else?
With Sleep Deprived, I've got like 5 songs done. I'm wanting to get like 7 before I release like a whole EP, because like that's like the sweet spot. And like I want to get like 2 more done. I've got 2 beats that I'm working on. I just haven't sat down long enough to do them. And but Redefined has a whole new EP. All the music is done. I haven't got, like, what we usually do is they write the music and then send it to me, and I sit down with it where I can listen to it and pick it apart and play it over and over again, because I don't want to sit at practice and be like, hey guys, play this song. All right, play it again. All right, play it again. Play, you know, and keep doing that. So I just get them to send it to me, whether it's a rough cell phone version or if they go to the studio and get it recorded. But I take it and I listen to it and I write to it. And, but what they've got a whole EP musically written. This is the first time we're going to be working with a producer on this. So I don't know how that's going to go, because we might send him stuff and he'd be like, this is garbage. Change it all. And you know, nobody wants to hear that about their stuff. You know, I don't want my guitarist I don't want little Drew to get his heart broken when he's like, I work hours on this riff just for you to pick it apart in 30 seconds, you know? So, but it's going to be a new experience. We're trying to grow. And for, you know, a lot of bands, they need that edge. And like, we just keep trying to, because like, we've self-managed so far. We're trying to see what somebody outside the box, outside of us will do, see if it'll make us better or break us and make us just go back to working for ourselves. But we want to see what somebody else's input would do for us.
You know, we're kind of the similar situation. A lot of times we usually produce it ourselves, but like when we did our last album, we did have a professional producer and mixing engineer and everything. And this time, you know, it was helpful because, you know, they kind of had that little slight perspective we didn't have. You know, we're a little too close to it, so sometimes making slight, you know, with anything crazy or anything like that, but you know, slight adjustments or whatever.
For sure.
A lot of the songs definitely like evolved where we wouldn't have even imagined them ourselves, probably.
Yeah. They help with the structure really well, from what I understand. You know, because sometimes we're real bad. A lot of people want to hear verse, chorus, or, you know, however. And we're real bad about, like, just being weird. Like, Redefined, like, that's one thing I love about our band is, like, we're just weird sounding sometimes. It's not every song, but some songs we have are just different. And that, I feel like that's what sets us apart sometimes. But I also feel like sometimes that's what people don't like. They're like, this is too weird. They should have only did verse, chorus or something. You know, what is this little bridge they put in there and stuff? Or a producer might be like, hey, you need a bridge here or a buildup or something. And so, we're looking forward to that, but I'm also terrified at what they're going to say. Cause like, I'm good with criticism, but it's got to be brought to me a certain way. I'm real bad about people's tones and stuff. There's a way to come at me, like be like, hey man, I like what you did, but you need to maybe try this or something. Like, that's cool. But just like coming down and be like, nope. But that'll just make me want to shut off completely. I'll be like, I'm done.
So what made you pick the genre that you picked?
With Sleep Deprived and everything?
Yeah.
I'm really into the rap and hip hop scene. And I never, when you think of rap and hip hop, you think a lot of flashy, even though I'm sitting here wearing gold as I say this, like gold and platinum and grills and chains. And you think of that usually when you think of it. And I wanted to write stuff that wasn't, you know, necessarily about that. So, you know, about stuff that people really battle with, like Goner. It's about alcohol addiction. I used to drink constantly, and like not just socially, just to get wasted. Whether I be by myself with friends, you know, like it's not just. Even though it talks about alcohol in the song, I had a bad past with drugs and stuff, and just it all mixed. It went hand in hand, and so I really wanted to make hip hop music, but like with a meaning behind it, like kind of like how, let's see, Kendrick Lamar does, or even though I'm not in that same kind of genre, because that man can rap, and like I try to rap compared to that, like, but just like I wanted it to sound like Post Malone, but not talking about drinking Bud Light and, you know, getting messed up all the time and stuff. Even though I love Post Malone, but I wanted something like that. I wanted that sad boy emo rap, something like that. And so this gave me a chance outside of the Redefined thing, like screaming and singing and rapping. And now I just go straight to this, which is just like toned down. There might be a little hollering in the background, but it's nothing abrasive like Redefined is.
Well, it definitely makes you pretty broad in your musical ability there. So you kind of go all over the place.
I try to do a little bit of everything, man. I want to keep my doors and windows all open.
Yeah, you never know when someone's wanting to climb in and hand you a contract or something one of those days.
The guy that was just in here, Tyler Peterson, he wants me to do a country album so bad. He's heard, like, I do this thing on my stream sometimes where I do like a karaoke night, and I'll do like every genre I can think of. I did like an NF song, a Sleep Token song, and then I did like a Garth Brooks song or something. Or no, it was a, God, who was it? He's going to kill me for not knowing this. Tim McGraw. It was I tried to do that. And like every time I did something in the Orange by Zach Brown, and like when they heard, or Zach Bryan, and a lot of people, when they hear that, they're like, how are you doing country? Like, you should do country. You should do a country album. And I was like, I don't know about that. I don't know what I'd write about. Cause I want that. I want to write about things that are relevant. I don't want to pander to people like cold beer, tight jeans. You know, I don't, you know, new boots.
Hey, sing us a bar.
Sing us a bar of what?
Yeah, which one? Come on. I don't care.
I can do Zach Bryan. I can do that one. But when you put your head between my collar and jaw, something in the orange tells me we're not done. To you, I'm just a man. To me, you're all I am. Where the hell am I supposed to go? Poison myself again. Something in the orange tells me we're never coming home. Something like that.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah,
that's awesome. That's my country. I gotta put a little point. It sounds like my natural voice coming through when I do country. Like, you just expect me to do country, I guess, when you hear me talk.
So Elico Bourbon and said, Jordan, hope all is well.
Oh, what's up? What's up? Thank you for stopping by. I think she recently found me through the sponsored ad I did with my video on Facebook and stuff. That's really cool. Thank you for stopping in. I tried to share it everywhere as soon as it went live. I tried to share it everywhere just to make sure that people saw it. Because I'm all about growth, whether it be y'all, whether it be me. I want everybody to succeed. I want y'all took the time to reach out to me, and so I was like, I try to show love back, because this is my first interview as sleep deprived and all that. So like that was really cool, like to be approached for your music. I was like, that's cool, because I expected with Redefined, because Dustin just puts it all together. Like, Dustin is a madman when it comes to like booking things, interviews, shows, all that. Dustin kills it. And so I love this kind of stuff. I ain't gonna lie. He knows that.
Well, I love your background. I'm not gonna
Thank
lie.
You very much. Thank you. That was our symbol. That's our regular logo with a little Louis Vuitton, in there.
She said, I'm lucky to find you live, even though it's not on stage.
Thank you very much. Hopefully I make it out your way one day and you'll see me on stage. That's the goal, to be worldwide, not just nationwide.
Well, next year I do host a Wolfapalooza. Our first year is this year.
Yeah.
And yeah, we're like totally booked. So next year we should have you.
Definitely. Keep in touch, and I'll definitely make that trip.
Yeah, it's in Ohio. It's like Lollapalooza, but I made it like Wolfapalooza for upcoming artists. So it's like upcoming artists. Yeah, so it's gonna be dope.
That's awesome. Helping out the little guys.
Yep.
Yeah, no, that's pretty cool. Yeah, I'll be out there here this summer. So yeah, hopefully that'll be a yearly thing from now on.
Yep.
It is. I'll make sure it happens.
Gonna make it happen. That's what I like to hear. Gonna make it happen. Die trying. Yeah, that's what I say. Every time somebody's like, hey, keep doing this, keep doing what you're doing. I was like, I always tell them I'll die trying till I cannot no more.
Absolutely. That's the way I work.
Yeah. No, that's ever, you can never give up on this stuff. So yeah, as soon as you do, that's when it all takes off.
That's just dying right now. That's just giving into the machine and just being another cog in the wheel, you know?
So you guys plan on doing any more shows or anything like with the, or anytime recently or anytime soon?
I've got nothing but with Sleep Deprived. It's the only thing I have booked at the moment. Like, we got a bunch of stuff with Redefined this year. Like, we got a show this Saturday in our hometown. And we were going to go back out on tour in March. But one of the bands that was on there had a passing in the family. So it all got pushed back and stuff. And so we send all our well wishes to them for sure. And but like, we were about to go back out for another 2 weeks and we were all ready and getting jonesing at the bit. And then like last week they were like, hey guys, we're not, like, we were about to go to California like on this tour, and I was so pumped because like South Carolina to California with your music that isn't like well known like that, it was something about going there. And so I was like, I was really pumped about it, and the fact that it fell through, I was like, oh, it sucks, but it's understandable. You can't like be mad about stuff like that. Like, we handled, like, we drove all the way to Michigan one time to get rained out at the outside show. And like, we drove 13 hours, well, 26 round trip hours to not get to play a single note. Like, we got on the stage and power like just shut off. They were like, nope.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah. But I mean, all we did was we're like, hey, it sucks, but maybe next year. And we just got in we packed up our stuff and left. Like, I mean, you can't get mad about it. I mean, you can, but what's that going to do? Yeah. Make you look like a jerk.
Yeah.
Well, at least wherever I have my stuff, that's inside a building. So
yeah, you ain't got to worry about the rain then.
Right.
Oh, I seem to be skipping really bad. I'll let you finish the last little bit. I think my internet's going nuts.
Yeah, it's okay.
It happens. Mine does it all the time.
Yeah, you can tell he's like he's sluggish.
It's yeah, okay. My head's all going all over the place. Yeah.
So, anything else you wanna? Do you have anything else coming out soon?
I'm gonna try. Let's see. It's February. I'm gonna try to drop at the end of April. I'm going to try to drop a new song, new video. I want to do a video with almost all the songs I drop, just because a lot of people like that visual. A lot of people go to YouTube for their music and stuff. And like, that's where I can drop it personally and not absolutely have to worry about it. And so absolutely, like,
and it's the newest MTV.
Yeah.
It's the MTV.
Yep. When we toured with Head PE and El Nino, I would always say that. I was like, we saw these guys on MTV and Fuse growing up, and like, you don't get that anymore. There's no music videos on TV anymore. And so like, it's just YouTube, but anybody can post to YouTube. So it doesn't feel as special. Like, so like, to tour with people we watched on the TV back, I sound old, on the TV. You know, it's just amazing to be
in
that.
You're not as old as me.
I don't know. I might be. I got a lot of gray over here.
No, I was born in 75.
Okay. You got me. You got me.
Do you have anything else, TJ? Come on.
No, I think. Well, as long as my face clears up, I think that's about it. You know, we had an hour and 30-minute podcast yesterday, and it went perfect, and it didn't have no skipping, and then we didn't even get through 30 minutes tonight.
Oh, you messed up.
It's way worse. The way we had probably like 12 or 13, like 10 people in there at one point. So like, I don't know what the deal is today.
There's no telling.
The internet. Look at his.
It was really great getting to meet you and everything.
His picture is like super clear, and like nothing.
It's like, I got lucky. I had a good night for internet. Usually it's garbage here. It's difficult.
it's sometimes it's not necessarily my internet, because I host the event, like I'm hosting the live chat, so it could be something with that. Sometimes
it could be too much.
But no, it's really computer. It was nice getting to meet you and everything. Yeah, we'll definitely keep in touch. And if you have anything else coming out, we'll have you back on and talk about it.
For sure. I'll send it Charles' way as soon as we drop something.
Yeah, send anything our way. We'll post it on our websites. And next year, you better be planned, because I definitely want to have you next year for the Wolfpalooza.
I would love to. That'd be awesome.
I can tell you one thing. Hopefully I have a whole EP by then.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be good.
She's gonna be wanting to do it. She's gonna be wanting to do it. Super. She's already gonna be ready to be doing it again, probably.
I know.
As soon as it's over,
it's like candy. As soon as it's done and over, I want to start another one.
I'm going again. We're going tomorrow.
Yeah, you'll be like, hey, let's do the one in fall.
Yeah. Do one for every season, and then it's like every month.
Well, I can't do that because
life. I get it. Whole. Yep.
But yeah, it's gonna be fun. I'm gonna be actually just an FYI. My website designer, he will have my website done. You can actually buy a ticket online and you can watch the Wolfapalooza online.
Oh, that's sick.
I'll be streaming all day. The camera will be on all day. So you can actually watch the whole event. So
I think more festivals should do that. That's genius. Like all the big ones, you think that they would live stream it and sell tickets, like, because people that can't be there and stuff. That's a genius idea.
Yeah, they don't.
And then I will be live streaming interviews in between the artists. They're gonna come down to our pavilion.
Yeah.
And we'll be able to do on Wolf Air Records, because I'll be streaming. Yeah. On my phone, I'll be able to stream interviews and stuff like that.
That'd be cool. That'd be real cool.
Yeah, and the audience can hear us talk to him, I guess, while they're waiting, doing the set change.
Right.
All that. Keep them interested.
So it's going to be a fun time.
That's cool. I hope it blows up for you.
Even just to hang out and watch us, drink beer or,
exactly.
eat some food and
play some good music. That's a whole vibe right there.
Well, nowadays it's all about reality. Everybody likes, okay, well, let's watch them eat a hamburger.
Yep.
Okay. Well, I mean the hamburger.
Yeah. It's all about that. Like the whole virtual world. A lot of people, they don't want to go out of their house so they can watch it right there.
Well, it's just not people that don't want to at their house. It's the grandmas, grandpas, and people that are disability that they can't leave. And now I have the option of people can actually see everything to where, that they're missing.
All the behind the scenes stuff.
Right.
That'll be cool.
Yeah, and hopefully we'll be able to do that for other concerts and bands too eventually. So that's the idea. So
like I said, keep all the doors and windows open.
Absolutely. So where can everybody find your stuff?
Everywhere. It's on websites. I don't even know. Like there's a whole list of them because I go through TuneCore, and like it just distributes all your stuff like on the day that you set it for. And like it's on Spotify, YouTube, Pandora, Apple Music, iTunes, Amazon Music, and then a ton of other things that I have never even heard of. It is everywhere.
I use TuneCore.
It's on TikTok. You can use it as a sound. I thought that was cool.
Yeah, even those little video editors like CapCut or those little audio interfaces of sites, they'll even put your music on there so you can use it there too. So.
Yeah, it's even on Instagram and Facebook. You can use it as a sound on those as well. I forgot about that.
All right. Well, thank you for joining.
Thank y'all for having me. I appreciate it a lot, for real.
I know, so it's great having you. Sorry about skipping, or I would have a little bit easier of a conversation.
It's perfectly fine. I'm just happy it's not mine. Yeah, I'm just happy it's not me for once.
Just as long as I don't have to. I just always have to avoid looking at myself when it's doing that, because then my mouth will freeze on a weird position. Yeah.
I just can't. Gets you at the worst angles.
We need to take a blanket when he goes live and put it over that screen so that he don't see himself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just block it out. It's not there. It's not real.
Yeah, just listen to your headset. All right. It's okay. Everything's life.
We'll be back again on Wednesday for our other interview. I'm not guessing you know on top of your head you were interviewing Wednesday.
Not off the top of my head, no.
Okay, we'll post it so everyone will find out.
It'll be up there. Enough.
Hold on. I can look it up real quick. Give me 1 second.
I saw the Dollar General tag on it. I saw a little yellow square.
The planner, the daily planner. It's Bosch Nelson.
Bosch Nelson.
Okay. That'll be at 9 Central. So I guess we'll see everybody on Wednesday. And thanks for joining us today. We really appreciate the conversation. We'll keep in touch.
That was awesome. Thank y'all so much. Nothing but love.
Oh, absolutely. It definitely keep in touch, because I really want to have you next year for our
I'd love to. That'd be the farthest that sleep deprived has taken me right there. Ohio, I'll take it.
And you actually play.
All right, guys.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, you have a good in with the owner of the or the runner of the event there.
Yeah, so. Yeah. I'm in there.
All right,
guys. Well, we'll see you guys Wednesday. You guys have a good one.
Thank y'all for having me.
Not a problem.
No problem. You have a good night.
See you again soon.
Yes, ma'am.